You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. The music of Digitonal seems to luxuriate in melancholy, a bath of serene melodies and sublime sadness. But founder Andrew Dobson says that's not necessarily the mood he's going for.
I just reread Count Zero by William Gibson, and there's a wonderful quote toward the end of that where the lead character confronts the maker of these pieces of art, which is actually an artificial intelligence. The art that this AI has been making, it makes her feel sad, and she asks him, why do you make art that's sad? And he replies, you know, they're not sad, they're of time and distance, and the sadness is within you. As a listener, I love that quote. I've actually got it printed above my computer at the moment.
Yeah, I'd say expressive more than melancholic. Yeah, well, actually, now that you mention it, yeah, there's some miserable stuff on there. Yeah.
That's violinist Sammy Bechet, Dobson's partner in Digitonal.
It's very much Andy's musicality, Andy's kind of musical character, sort of heart-on-sleeve kind of thing. It's very, there's no pretension, there's no filters. It's not trying to be anything that it isn't. It's what you hear is what you get kind of thing.
This is a sound that Andrew Dobson has been honing for nearly two decades, beginning back in the 1990s when he first heard a confluence between the minimalist music of Steve Reich and the burgeoning techno and chill-out scenes.
The roots of this project came in the 1990s when I was a lot younger and more inclined to kind of go out and party and that kind of thing. And I used to go to a lot of clubs in London and there were a lot of techno clubs. But there was also a culture of the chill out room and the after party. And the first time I ever heard Electric Counterpoint was at a kind of all back to mine type after party after a full on night of pretty kind of hard Detroit acid house, you know, and I remember going back to this guy's house and, you know, he was playing The Orb and playing Future Sound London and all of that kind of stuff. But he put on Electric Counterpoint and wow, you know, and the thing that I did with this project right from the beginning was immediately see the parallel of techno, of repetitive electronic music, of phasing, you know, of all of these kind of things.
He brought that into the early music of Digitonal. And on his new album, Beautiful Broken, he composed an outright homage to Steve Reich called 18.
18 is really obviously kind of influenced directly from Steve Reich and Music for 18 Musicians.
Digitonal's music changed in 2008 when Andrew Dobson began rediscovering his classical roots.
My biggest background musically as a musician when I was a lot younger and when I was more of a classical musician was early music and Renaissance music and polyphony, and those have been my musical staples.
Dobson trained as a classical clarinetist, and while it's not an instrument you hear much in electronic music, it's become one of the distinctive sounds of Digitonal. As a lapsed classical musician, Dobson is very self-effacing about his technique.
But I was never the technical guy. I was never the virtuoso. You know, I've always kind of relied on the emotive connection of my playing more than my technique.
But he gets the emotional power he needs, especially on the track 93 Years On.
Basically, I came down to London to do a gig at a venue called 93 Feet East, which is where this title kind of derives from. I came out on stage and my entire past was in this room. So two ex-girlfriends, friends that I'd fallen out with, and I got this emotional punch in the stomach from that gig. we finished the gig. I was supposed to be staying in London all weekend and I couldn't deal with it. And I got in the car and at 1 o'clock in the morning, I drove 300 miles back up to Sheffield, got in, couldn't sleep, absolutely buzzing, you know, head in pieces. And I wrote 93 Years On basically end to end, apart from the clarinet part. The day after, I was still a bit frazzled by the whole thing, and I basically got drunk, just kind of sitting in my studio drinking whiskey, and something was missing from the track. And I had this clarinet that my sister had returned to me after years, and I kind of was like, yeah, I used to be able to play this. Like, in fact, at one point I was pretty decent, and I hadn't played it for about 10 years. And I pulled the clarinet out, and I was very, very drunk, and I did that entire thing in two takes.
In the 7-year interval between Save Your Light for Darker Days and Beautiful Broken, Dobson went through a few life changes.
Divorce, basically. splitting up from my wife and children.
It's easy to read meaning into the music Dobson wrote, but he says much of that inspiration actually came from painters like Matisse, Miro, and Pollock. It seems to all swirl together.
Being around beautiful things, and maybe I felt a bit broken. I mean, again, I don't want to post-rationalize it, but you relate to your response to that stimulus.
The sound of Beautiful Broken matches the more introspective, intimate space that Dobson was occupying. It's a little less epic and beat-driven than previous Digitonal albums. Sammy Bechet.
A lot of the earlier stuff we did was very much based on our mutual love for quite epic, lavishly orchestrated, sort of quite ambitious compositions.
I wanted to make that sound world smaller. And so I was much more careful, which is why the beat production isn't so dance-based. It's very minimal in that sense. And then the violin playing is a lot more muted. We don't track up loads of stuff. It's more of a traditional chamber sound, if you will.
As opposed to going sort of 64 tracks of overdub violins to emulate a massive string arrangement or something like that, we both felt that the music of this record needed something kind of... honest was a word that kept coming up with all of this.
Beautiful Broken is an album that seems to have deep meaning for Andrew Dobson, although he's not quite sure what it is yet.
Save Your Light, I love it. It'll remain an incredibly personal album to me. It's a real marker in my life, and it was designed to be a marker in my life. Ironically, this album wasn't designed to be a marker in my life, but it will become one. It will become a very important one.
Andrew Dobson says that it won't be another 7 years until the next Digitonal release. Their latest album, Beautiful Broken, is out on Just Music Records. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, ECHOES.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.